Hello guys, welcome to Scareville. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the dry bone ritual. Now before I start, I just want to make it clear that this is entertainment purposes only. I do not advise you guys to do this ritual or want you guys to do this ritual. Now, if you ignore my advice and do it anyways, then I suggest you to really pay attention to the rules and what I'm about to say. Don't blame me for anything that happens, because I did advise you guys not to do this ritual. It is very dangerous. Now, let's start. So before you start this ritual, I want you to have your house empty. You have to have it a bathroom with a mirror and a box of matches. The ritual should start at 12:01 midnight. Exactly, 12:01. Not any earlier, not any later. So before you start, you have to have your house completely empty and completely dark. All the lights must go off. This includes computers, TVs, anything that has a light. Everything has to go off. The doors must be shut. This includes everything from cabinet doors to actual doors to anything. Anything that can open, I want you to close it. Even boxes, close them, everything closed. Everything has to be closed and everything has to be completely dark. Not your phone. I heard it's okay if you use your phone, as long as it's a very low brightness. But I suggest you guys not to use it if you guys have one more of a chance of it working. So now you have everything completely done, everything is good. Now I want you to go to your bathroom. Exactly. 12:01 midnight, exactly at that time. Now I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. Now all it has to be dark now. Look at yourself in the mirror and then close your eyes. Now I want you to imagine why you're doing this ritual for, what you want from it. If you hear something, I suggest you to leave your house immediately, as he is already there. But if you don't night, then you should be listening to complete silence. No sounds, no nothing. Completely silent. Now, if you do hear something, like I said, you should leave. But if you don't, then you should just think about what you want and just hear complete silence. Now, after, I want you to light a match. Now, please don't blow the match, because this is very disrespectful towards him. And he will get very angry. And I don't know what will happen if you do. So just please don't blow out the match. Now, if the match lasts up to 15 seconds, then you are ready to begin. Once the match burns out by itself, I want you to lay on the ground and repeat these words. I am aware of your presence and I welcome you into my home now. The game has officially started. Now I want you to walk into the biggest room in your house and wait. I want you to wait for him. And this may take hours or minutes. Depends on your situation. Depends. And sometimes people have said they wait for hours. Other people say they wait for a few minutes. But once he's ready, you will hear a faint moaning sound. Now if you hear anything other than a faint moaning sound, you should leave immediately. But if you hear a faint moaning sound, the game is officially started. And he wants to now, you should leave and go hide. Now, hiding, this is like an intense game of hide and go seek. Now, you have to hide until 3 a.m. You can't be found. And I will explain after. But you can't be found until 3 a.m. And this means walk very quietly and make no noise, as you can alert the location by making a slight little of noises. You can just by stepping. So you have to walk in very cautious. You have to be very, very, very quiet, or else he will find you. And there's no official reports of what happens when he does. I don't know what happens, so just make sure he doesn't find you. Now, once it's 3 a.m., you're safe. You've won. Now I want you to go back to the biggest room in your house, the one you were in before, and say, "Thank you for playing, but you must leave now. You are no welcome. You are no longer welcome in my home." Now, if you hear, you should hear a growling sound. This means he has officially left. If he doesn't, if you don't hear that sound, you should leave the house immediately. But if you do, then the game is over and he has left and you have won. Now after this, you can live your life normally, like you like every other day, and go to sleep. Now the next day, you will see your prize outside your house. Now, if you get caught by him, I don't know what happens. It's a lot of rumors. Just because you got whatever you wanted, then maybe he can do whatever he wants with you. That's one of the biggest rumors I've heard. So whatever you do, don't get caught. So that's the end of the ritual. Hope you guys enjoyed the video. If you guys have any other suggestions, or anything else you guys want me to talk about, let me know and I'll make a video on it. But please, whatever you do, don't do this ritual. As I said in the beginning of the video, this is for entertainment purposes. Don't do the ritual. Thank you. And